You are listening to the Survived to Thrive podcast with Amy Miller, a podcast for survivors of suicide loss. In this weekly podcast, you will learn more about your unique experiences and gain insights on your brain and how it processes grief and loss due to a loved one's suicide. While suicide grief comes in all shapes and sizes, Amy shows you that you still can have a life full of joy and fulfillment even though your loved one died. You don't have to just survive anymore. You can thrive.
You are listening to the Survive to Thrive podcast with Amy Miller, episode number 71, Decluttering Your Mind. Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you're with us today. Okay, so today is April 22nd. It was the first day, day one of my 3-day workshop that I have been presenting on moving forward after unthinkable loss. It was a great, fantastic workshop, a great start. I think this workshop is going to be super, super useful for so many of you survivors. So I hope you were able to attend. If you were unable to attend, I ask you to join. Go ahead and sign up. It's not too late. I'm going to be teaching a class tomorrow, April 23rd. Once this podcast episode is published, it may already be the 23rd. So if you miss it, it's totally fine because I am recording the workshop so that you can view them at your own discretion, right? So you can decide when it's time, when you have the minutes to watch. Each of the classes are about an hour. There's going to be 3 days of them, but the information being taught is so useful, especially if you've lost a loved one to suicide somewhat recently, or you are really struggling to move forward. So I highly recommend taking a listen. All right, friends. So let's talk about decluttering your mind. Now, this topic just came to me on a whim because I've been thinking a lot about how every year, many of us get into this mode of spring cleaning, right? Where we're cleaning out our closets, we're cleaning out our garages, we're taking trips to Goodwill, right? Where we're donating so many things and just trying to get things ready for summer. And I'm in the depths of doing some spring cleaning myself. I'm really working on trying to tackle some of my closets and my garage, and it's just been definitely a process, right? It's been a bit of work because there are so many items and things in there that are just collecting dust. I have so many pairs of shoes that I never wear. They're just sitting there and they look pretty. And I always think that, you know, at one point I'm going to wear these shoes with an outfit, but the problem is I never wear these shoes. And so they just sit there collecting dust, right? And I find that in my kitchen, in my, you know, cupboards, I have these appliances that I rarely use. And if I do, it may be once every couple years. And it just got me thinking about, you know, this storage problem that I have, right? Where it's like, I don't really have room to be storing all of these unnecessary items. And to me, this relates to the storage room we have in our minds, right? Where we have this place where we store whatever it is that we're consuming, right? And I believe there's a lot of things we're storing in our minds that are so unnecessary and are simply just not useful. And so I like this idea of decluttering our minds so that we can get rid of some of this junk that we're carrying in our minds, right? Some of this stuff that's unuseful, some of these thoughts that we're thinking that don't really deserve space, right? That we're holding on to for whatever reason, but we just should not be storing these thoughts, right? And so it got me thinking about that and what is common for us suicide loss survivors. And, you know, and it got me thinking about where we are getting these thoughts and these ideas that we're hanging on to. And it, so it really just got me going down this rabbit hole of what I see happening, right? So the first thing I want to talk about today is, you know, what it is that is creating a bunch of clutter in our minds. And it got me thinking about the stuff we're consuming. Got me thinking about specifically media, like the news that we're choosing to watch, the movies we're choosing to watch, the music that we're listening to, right? And just anything that is in the entertainment industry, right? And, you know, it got me thinking about how much of that has such a negative impact in our minds. How much of the music we're listening to, right, that is negative in nature, right? And the news that we're listening to, how much of that is negative in nature? How many of the movies have negative plots? You know, like there's just so much negativity that we're consuming. And it's really interesting. And I haven't really spent any time really researching this at all. So I don't know for sure. But to me, it seems like that when we're consuming so much negative entertainment, it has to impact us, right? Because as I like to teach, our thoughts are so connected to our emotions, right? So if we're spending so much time consuming, for example, the news, which profits off of negative headlines, shocking headlines, right? And stories that are just really horrible, really, right? And if we're continuously consuming this into our minds and we're thinking about these things, the side effect or the consequence, if you will, is going to really have an impact on how we feel, right? Because I teach that how we feel is directly connected to the thoughts that we are thinking. And so I've been thinking a lot about this and how much of our media consumption is negative. Now, one of the things that I have a tendency to do is to scroll my social media, my Instagram or my Facebook. And it's fascinating to me as I scroll through and I see all these stories pop up. They're just news headline stories, and they're so negative by nature. Yet, for whatever reason, I feel like I need to know more information. So I click, click, click. And before I know it, I'm feeling terrible. I'm feeling like the world is hopeless, that the world is just full of horrible people, right? Because I'm just consuming all of this negative news. But the truth is there's so many positive things that are happening in the world, so many good things that people are doing. Yet this isn't something that's really talked about or isn't really in the headlines in the news articles, right? Because people are more likely to click the stories that are negative in nature, right? And so when the news is a negative story after a negative story after a negative story, we start to begin to believe that the world is just going into the toilet, really. And it's just interesting, right? So I've been thinking a lot about how I personally, and how especially people that are in grief, really need to be careful about how much media you're consuming and be very cautious and conscientious about the media you are choosing to consume, because it truly does have an impact on the way you view the world and how you feel. Okay. The second thing I want to bring up is people, right? Sometimes, without even realizing it, the people in our lives can have a super major impact on the clutter that we have in our minds, right? I'm talking about maybe people that you spend a lot of time with that also think very negatively. They have a lot of things to say. They have opinions about a lot of things that are really negative. And it's interesting because, you know, I look at it in this sense. When you are spending time with people, pay attention to how you're feeling after the person you've spent time with leaves, okay? Or you have left that person. Pay close attention to how you feel. Do you feel uplifted? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel empowered, right? Do you feel joyful? Do you feel peace? Do you feel lightheartedness? Okay. Or are you feeling down? Do you feel a little depressed? Do you feel a little angry because, you know, this person you've been spending time with has been complaining to you a lot about injustices and things of that nature? I think it's super important for us to really pay attention to how the people we're surrounding ourselves with is impacting the way that we feel. Now, I always teach, and this is always true, that we ultimately get to choose. Like, people don't really have that kind of power over us because ultimately we choose, right? But I want you to be mindful that when you're spending a lot of time having someone in your ear speaking negatively, thinking negatively, expressing negative opinions, it's a little more challenging for ourselves to navigate it and, you know, prevent what they're saying and what they're thinking into, you know, from coming into our own minds. It's just very challenging and difficult. So I want you to be very, very mindful of the people that you're surrounding yourself with, right? And be more selective on how much time you're spending with people that are really causing a lot of clutter, and be more conscious about spending time around people that really make you feel inspired and uplift you. Okay. All right. The third thing I want to talk about, and one thing that I think is very important for survivors of suicide loss, as far as like the clutter that we tend to hold on to, is really spending a lot of time thinking about our past, right? I'm guilty of it. I think most of us are. And it's a natural thing for us to do because so many of us look to our past to see where we're at today, right? And it's interesting because when we're spending a lot of time dwelling in the past, especially when we've gone through an experience like our loss, right? It can be very challenging to feel okay, to feel some joy or to feel some peace, because when we're dwelling in the what ifs and the if onlys and the guilt and the remorse and the resentment that we feel, if we're dwelling in that, right? If we're really dwelling in those thoughts about our loss and about the experience of loss, and, you know, we're spending a lot of time trying to make sense of it, which, you know, I've said before in my podcast, as well as in some of the classes that I teach, that I did spend a lot of time really dwelling about the what ifs and the if onlys, and really worked a lot of overtime in trying to make sense of something that is very senseless, right? And what happened is it really just created more feelings that I didn't want to have. It created more negativity. It created a lot of, you know, anger that was really not necessary. It created a lot of resentment that was really unnecessary. And so I think it's really important to be very mindful of not spending so much time dwelling on the past. Now, this isn't something that just easily comes to ourselves because, you know, this can be very habitual, right? When we're doing these things, when we're spending a lot of time dwelling in the past, or when we're, you know, spending a lot of time with negative people, because sometimes these negative people that we have in our lives are family members, even, right? Where we're spending day to day with them. And, you know, so I think it's really important to be mindful and conscientious about how you're feeling and what you're thinking when you're around negative people. And also too, to be, you know, conscientious about the media choices that we're making. You know, I noticed that when I was going through my loss, I always thought it would make me feel better if I just watched a super sad story, because it would somehow make my problems feel somewhat better, right? But the truth was, is it really didn't. It actually made it somewhat worse, only because not only was I still thinking about my own story, but I was thinking about their stories too. And so it didn't really have a great, it didn't have a positive impact on what was happening in my mind, right? So with all of that said, you know, there's probably many, many other areas we could discuss on this podcast about, you know, ways in which we clutter our minds. But, you know, with these three in mind, what are some ways that we can help to eliminate it? What can we do to at least reduce what we're cluttering our minds with? Okay. And I think the first and most important thing is to respect our minds, right? To really have some respect for the amazing brains that we have and how blessed we are that we have this amazing brain, right? And I think it's really important to not only respect it, but also to have ownership of our minds, right? Because ultimately, we are the ones that get to choose how we think about everything, which ultimately helps us choose how we feel about everything. And so being extra conscientious of what we're consuming, what we're intaking, who we're listening to, and what we choose to dwell on is really going to have a major impact, right? So respecting our minds are huge. The other thing I want to suggest is really offer yourself some trust. Trust in yourself. Trust that you know what's best for you. If for some reason a person is just really bringing you down, it just seems like every single time you're with this person or around this person, you feel less about yourself. You feel down. You feel sad. You just don't feel good, right? When you're around this person. Maybe it's time that you create some boundaries, right? And be okay with, you know, having limited time with this person, or maybe choosing to spend your time with someone who helps you to feel more uplifted, right? So just being very conscious about your discernment on who you should and should not spend a lot of time with. Okay. The third thing that I would suggest is to love yourself. Okay. Love yourself enough to where you really forgive yourself. Okay. This will really help you to move forward from dwelling too much in the past. If you give yourself some unconditional love, no matter what you've done, no matter what you said, no matter what part that you think or you don't think you had in your loss, right? If you're able to give yourself grace, forgive yourself, and love yourself enough to know that you are worthy of unconditional loss, love, excuse me, love, despite everything that you have gone through and experienced, I think it is huge. It is huge and probably the most important. So I want you to think about what you're cluttering your mind with, what you can do to help declutter your mind, and consciously choose things that can make a positive impact for you. And make choices and decisions to allow more positivity in your life. And I promise you can't go wrong with it. All right, friends, be mindful of what you're consuming. Be mindful of the news you're listening to. Be mindful of what you're reading. Be mindful of the people you are around. Be mindful. Be mindful of the things that you are thinking, right? Be mindful of it. Be conscious of it. Okay? I'm telling you, the more conscientious you are about these things, the less and less negativity you will have in your life. Because once you understand and realize how much power you have over the way that you feel by the things that you're consuming and the things that you are thinking, you will be blown away. All right, my friends, that's it for today. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Survived to Thrive podcast. If you like this podcast, please share with your friends and write a review on iTunes. Also, check out survived-to-thrive.com for more information and to subscribe to get the podcast's latest episode, along with useful tips you can begin to use immediately to feel better, directly sent to your inbox.